Hi, this is Jake Frankel with Mountain Express, and this is our Local Matters weekly podcast. I'm sitting here with Christopher George.
Hello.
And we, in this issue, as we have in the last couple, cover the ongoing redistricting process and the political fallout. Every 10 years, in accordance with the U.S. Census data, the General Assembly is charged with redrawing the voter district lines for the U.S. Congress, Senate, and House. They have to equal out roughly the population numbers, but they also take into account other factors such as geography, economics, and, of course, partisan politics. Christopher let us out this week, where we actually lead viewers on a tour of the new, newly proposed U.S. Congress lines, which cut right through Carrier Park and West Asheville down Brevard Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really cuts right down the middle. We did a little video post where we actually go up Brevard Road and explore some of the areas that are now ones in the 10th, represented by Patrick McHenry, who is out of Hickory or Shelby. I've actually heard both.
He actually lives in Cherryville, but the 10th district includes a lot of Piedmont counties, such as Gaston County, and that is generating heated debate and controversy locally from critics who charge that Asheville has no business being in a congressional district with that part of the state, that it doesn't honor our historic economic, cultural, and geographic boundaries. Of course, Heath Shuler, the current representative of the 11th district, is strongly opposed to this plan because it cuts into his Democratic support. This would dilute Democratic voters from the 11th district by placing many of them in the 10th district. Meanwhile, historically, Republican Representative Patrick McHenry in the 10th district has a history of just demolishing his Democratic opponents. So Democrats are charging that the partisan consideration here is that by putting all these Buncombe and Asheville Democratic voters in the 10th, they will erode Shuler's support. But McHenry's will still be safe because the rest of the district is so strongly Republican. And another redistricting update coming up in this week's print edition, we have an article reporting on this week's local hearing on the House redistricting proposal. The General Assembly released that last week, and it drastically changes the lines for U.S. House representatives in Buncombe County. It puts current Democratic representatives Patsy Kiever and Susan Fisher in the same district in a newly drawn 114 that would encompass most of Asheville. Now, if that's passed, that would mean that either Representative Kiever or Representative Fisher would have to face each other in a primary, or one of them would have to drop out. The proposal shores up Republican Representative Tim Moffitt's support in the 116th district. That would be more conservative than it is currently, and it would make the 115th district roughly a toss-up. That from the numbers provided by the State Board of Elections look like could be taken by either a Republican or a Democrat. Folks at the local hearing were almost unanimously against this proposal. People charged that it was everything from racist to just a partisan ploy to kick one Democrat representative out while hopefully getting two more elected. Meanwhile, Representative Dollar, who is one of the chairs of the redistricting committee, he oversaw the local hearing. He actually represents Wake County. He defended the proposal as fair and legal. and we are going to see how that pans out in upcoming days, weeks, and months as we expect lawsuits to be filed against that, and we will certainly report any more details as they are developed. Now, Christopher, you and David Forbes worked on a story this week that deals with an alleged hate crime that took place recently in Asheville, right?
The Asheville Police Department arrested Lamon Lewis Hopkins of Weaverville for an assault on Luke Hankins. It happened outside the Ingalls on Patton Avenue. Apparently, Hankins went in and there was a group of teenagers and apparently a 25-year-old who were yelling homophobic slurs at him as he went in. And then when he came back, they were there waiting, and there was a confrontation. He had said, "You can't follow me. I'm not leaving until you leave," and things like that. And then apparently Hopkins hit him in the side of the head, and he later went to the hospital after he couldn't sleep and had 3 fractures in his face. And there was also a 15-year-old arrested in connection with that, who apparently shoved him and caused his glasses to fall and break. And, but they're not releasing his name because he is a minor. There's also some controversy, too, because apparently the first officer who responded, whose name is T.J. Jones, did not take down a report at all. And Hankins didn't know anything about that until he went to the police department to find out what was going on and things like that. He never took a report. He never did anything. And apparently now the APD is investigating that as well, the lack of filing a report there.
Hmm. So. The APD is also in the process of doing another internal investigation, according to another story we have, which deals with the arrest of a very popular musician, local musician Juan Holiday of the band Secret B-Sides. Juan Holiday is alleging that he was inappropriately arrested by the Asheville police on a recent evening when he was out in downtown Asheville handing out flyers to promote one of his shows. He says that he handed out a flyer to someone that a police officer was speaking with, and charges that the police officers inappropriately used violence to arrest Juan for what Juan says no good reason. He says that he was choked to a point that he was worried about suffocating, and they ended up bringing him to jail that night, and now he's being charged with resisting arrest. He says that there were roughly 50 witnesses, and he's mounted a public online campaign asking witnesses to come forward and testify to what they saw. And meanwhile, like I mentioned at the beginning, the Asheville police in recent days have been keeping quiet on this and saying that they are mounting their own internal investigation to determine what happened from their perspective.
Also this week, the Henderson County Commissioners decided to delay action on something that was controversial. Back in 2009, they apparently banned the sale of cats and dogs at flea markets and outdoor markets and things like that. And they were going to, at the behest of someone on the commission, apparently, it didn't say, they were going to allow the sale again at flea markets. There were several animal pet rights groups and whatnot who were very upset about this, showed up. A number of people spoke at the hearing, and they decided to delay action and study the matter. Stuart David, who is with Asheville-based Carolina Animal Action, sent a letter to them ahead of time and also spoke, and said that as long as we have so many surplus animals, it's a simple equation: breeding equals killing, and giving backdoor breeders and puppy mills access to flea markets and things like that. It's just another way that we allow that to go on. So, big controversy in Henderson.
And another little tidbit of controversial news in Henderson County. The Hendersonville County, the Henderson County Board of Commissioners also just agreed to hold a referendum on liquor sales in the county, in Henderson County, as in many counties in Western North Carolina. Liquor is only sold in some municipalities, such as the city of Hendersonville, but not in the rest of the county. And they are going to put that before the voters later this year to see if they would like that change to allow liquor to be sold throughout the rest of the county.
I think I read in that story it's 15 counties in Western North Carolina, I believe, that are dry. I have no idea.
Yeah. Although, as many of you out there probably know, Buncombe County is not one of those 15. Thanks for listening to Local Matters. Thank you.